one of the nights before I went to sleep, I was very dejected for some reason. My heart was filled with a lot of grief, and I was kind of feeling very sad regarding many things that are happening, and I was very much troubled in my heart. And as I was praying to the Lord, He drew my attention to a passage in the Old Testament which I want to meditate this morning before you. And the Lord started dealing with my life in a very personal way. If you have your Bibles with you, can you open to the book of Habakkuk? And the last chapter, Habakkuk chapter 3. And the three last verses is what I want to concentrate on this morning. When we are burdened before God, and as we sang this song, we need to know that our God is alive, and He is seated on the throne, and God is in control. This is what I read in my New King James Version Bible, which you can follow in your own language. Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. It says like this: though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no fruit, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet, can we all repeat the word? Yet.
Yes.
Amen. Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet, and He will make me walk on my high hills. Experiencing the blessings of God in our burdens and trials. Habakkuk was a prophet who lived in Judah before the kingdom of Judah was invaded by Babylon. When we go to chapter 1, Habakkuk starts in a deep valley of despondency with grief and complaints. He's asking a lot of questions. Why? He's crying out to God. But in chapter 2, instead of complaining about his misfortune, Habakkuk goes up to the watchtower and he decides to look to God and not to his circumstances. Finally, when he comes to the end of the portion in verse number 16, if you look to Habakkuk chapter 3, verse number 16, when he hears that Babylon is going to invade Judah very shortly, he trembles. He is very much afraid. But he is waiting quietly for the event. He knows that Babylon is coming very shortly. The troops are going to come. They are going to invade Judah. They are going to kill people. They are going to destroy their property. They are going to destroy the temple. Habakkuk had the vision of that what is going to soon happen in the future. And as he looked to his future, he understands what is going to happen in the land of Judah. In those days, wealth was determined by the things that you had, by property, by possessions, and livestock. A good example is when you describe a person, you know how rich that person is by the amount of livestock the man has, or the wealth that the person has. If you know about that, look to the book of Job, chapter 1 and verse 3, where it speaks about Job's wealth. He had 7,000 sheep, he had 3,000 camels, he had 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkeys, describing the wealth of Job. So when Habakkuk looks at what is going to happen, he can see very clearly. And he speaks about his property. He says, the fig tree is not going to bear any fruit. The vines are not going to
upon the olive tree. There will be no harvest in the field. The property is going to be damaged by the foreign invaders. There will be no flock or sheep in his pen. There will be no cattle or herd in his place of abundance. So in reality, there is not going to be any more wealth. And Habakkuk looks at the grim picture of his future. But then when we come to verse number 18, we see a great change in the way Habakkuk reacts to his circumstances. His attitude is changing all the more. From despair, he says, I am going to do something. Many times when we are in the midst of problems, there are two ways how you can react. You can react with complaints. You can react with going inward into your shell and saying, God does not look at me. He is allowing me to go through this problem, through that problem. When we have sickness in our life, we can react and say, why is not God hearing my prayers? But then there is another way that we can react. And that is what we study in this portion, in verse number 18. Habakkuk says, whatever may happen in my livestock, my fields will be destroyed, my cattle will be gone. Yet, what I'm going to do? Two things. And this is what I want to speak to you this morning. When you are in problem, when you are having issues in your life, there are two things that you should understand. The way a child of God should react. He says, I will rejoice in the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's a decision that Habakkuk took. Number two, he says, I will find strength in my Lord. How do you find strength? You know, in Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10 says, the last part of that verse says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. When you start rejoicing before God, when you start praising God, when you turn your eyes away from the things around you and the events that are taking place in your life and look to God and start worshipping you, when you turn your eyes away from the grim picture and look at the mighty God who is alive and seated on the throne, God will give a special blessing in your life. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. How can we rejoice in the Lord always? As we know, our lives are filled with lot of tragic situations. We have problems in our life. At that point, how can we rejoice in the Lord? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16 again also tells us, rejoice always. Habakkuk says, I will rejoice in my Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Why? My God is going to save me. I'm not going to look at any man. I'm not going to look at any person alive, but I'm going to look at God who alone can save me. That is why I'm going to rejoice. Even though God is going to bring his judgment upon the land of Judah through the Babylonian king, but I'm going to rejoice because my God is going to deliver me from that. And then in verse number 19 he says, the Lord God is my strength. When we transfer our allegiance from ourselves to God, he will become our strength. And he will give us the strength to face any problem in our life. Psalms 84 verse number 5 says, blessed is the man whose strength is in you, or whose strength is in the Lord. A person who finds his strength in God, he or she is going to be blessed. In the midst of destruction, the prophet finds joy and strength in God and not in the circumstances. And down below in verse number 19, it says one more thing which is very interesting. God says, Habakkuk says, God will make my feet like the deer's feet. He will make me walk on high hills. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What does it mean? It means that I'm not going to be in a valley of grief, of despondency, of weariness, of stress. I'm not going to continue my days pouring over my complaint, pouring over my grief. But God will give me the feet of a deer, that I'm going to go up the mountaintop. God is going to take me up the mountaintop.
Amen.
And He's going to use me in a great and mighty way.
Hallelujah.
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 God allowed Habakkuk to climb up the mountaintop of celebration and triumph. And God kept him safe. Historians say that Habakkuk did not suffer harm when the Babylonians came and invaded Judah. The reason why this passage is given for us, brothers and sisters, is that in the time when trouble comes in your life, you have a choice. You can choose to complain, to grieve, to not pray, to not read the Bible, to go away from God. Or you have a choice to look up to God and say, Lord, I know you're going to give me the strength. I'm going to rejoice in your presence. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Habakkuk rejoiced and found his strength in God, who pulled him from up. Turn with me to another passage in Psalms 40. Napadanta Sankirtanam. You know, David was in a very big problem there. David was in a horrible pit. He says that I was in a horrible pit and my feet was sinking in a miry clay. But then I lifted my eyes. I waited patiently for the Lord. I lifted my eyes to the Lord. And he says that he called upon the Lord. And God heard his cry. What happened? What did God do? God lifted him up from the horrible pit. He lifted him up from the miry clay. He set his feet on the rock. He established his steps. He put a new song in his mouth. And he did that many would see and fear and trust in the Lord. When we pass through sufferings in our life and God lifts us up, we become a testimony. We become a testimony to other people. When God allows us to go through troubles and difficulties, God will lift us up. And we will be able to glorify the name of the Lord. So when we are in trouble, when we are in uncertain times, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, don't moan, don't complain. God is in control. As the psalmist says in 121, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Who created the heavens and the earth.
Amen.
We need to lift up our eyes. Not look inward, because if you look inward, we will be depressed. If you look outwards, we will be distressed. But when we look up to God, we will be at rest. Because the answer comes from God alone. We need to react with faith to God. Let me tell you one more example before I sit down. You know, when you come to Acts chapter 16, in the life of Paul and Silas, it says that when they were in Philippi, they were beaten with rods. They were given a lot of beatings by the people there. Acts chapter 16. And you read the verses from 25 onwards. We all know the story, that I'm not going to go too much into that. But it says that they were beaten with rods. They had many stripes on them. They were put into prison. Their feet was on stock. And they were put in the inner prison. But when you come to verse number 25, at midnight, when everybody else was sleeping, Paul and Silas lifted their eyes to the Lord. And they started praising God. You know what happened? Their circumstance was very bad, because they knew that they will be killed the next day morning. They were waiting for their death. Everything looked dark. It was also midnight. I believe it was very dark inside the prison. But they started singing hymns to God. They said, because you live, I can face tomorrow. I believe if Paul had this song at that time, he would have sung, because you live, I can face tomorrow. I will not be killed under the Roman Caesar. I will live and not die and declare the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is what Paul says, because you live, I want to sing praises. I want to know what you have done in my life, because you have been a great God. Hallelujah. We know all what happened after that. Because they gave glory to God. God did a miracle in the prison. Because of that, some people came to the Lord. The Philippian jailer. And we know that his family came to the Lord. And the church was started in Philippi. Hallelujah. And God allowed the church, from starting with Lydia and also with the Philippian jailer, with two different circumstances, people, God allowed a beautiful church to happen in Philippi. Because Paul lifted his eyes and he would not be defeated in the time of trouble. Let me tell you, dear brothers and sisters, Romans 8 verse 28 says, all things work together for good to them that love God. Devathe snehikkunnavarkku sagalavum nanmaikkayi koodi vyad. All things will work together for them that love God. To all who are called according to his purpose. Namukku kannukale adikkam. Innu pagal samayam. ഹബാക്കൂക്കിന്റെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ കൂടെ നമ്മൾ കേട്ട ദൈവത്തിന്റെ വചനം, ലോർഡ് എവറിഥിങ് മേ ബി ഡിസ്ട്രോയ്ഡ് ഇൻ മൈ ലൈഫ്, മൈ പ്രോപ്പർട്ടി വിൽ ബി ഗോൺ, മൈ കാറ്റിൽ വിൽ ബി ഡിസ്ട്രോയ്ഡ്, ഐ വിൽ ഹാവ് നത്തിങ് ലെഫ്റ്റ്, ബട്ട് യെറ്റ് ഐ വിൽ റിജോയ്സ് ഇൻ ദ ലോർഡ്, ഐ വിൽ ഫൈൻഡ് മൈ സ്ട്രെങ്ത് ഇൻ മൈ ഗോഡ്, ഐ വിൽ റിജോയ്സ് ഇൻ ദ ഗോഡ് ഓഫ് മൈ സാൽവേഷൻ, ഹൂ വിൽ മേക്ക് മൈ ഫീറ്റ് ടു ബി ദ ഫീറ്റ് ഓഫ് ദ ഡിയർ, ആൻഡ് ഹി വിൽ അലൗ മീ ടു ക്ലൈംബ് ഓൺ ടോപ്പ് ഓഫ് ദ മൗണ്ടൻ, ദാറ്റ് ഐ വിൽ ബി എ ടെസ്റ്റിമണി ബിഫോർ മെനി പീപ്പിൾ അറൌണ്ട് മീ. This morning, if you are passing through difficulty in your life, if you are distressed, if you feel that life is treating bad on you, if you have sickness in your life, if you have problems in your job, if you have problems within your family, concerning your children, this morning, this is what I would like you to do. Start worshipping God. Devathe aaradhikkan thodangam. Start rejoicing before God. Just let your burdens go away and give into the hand of God and start worshiping, because He is working out everything beautiful for our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we praise God in the midst of our trials, He will turn our burdens into blessings. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this morning. Lord, you are a God who is alive, as we sang. Because you live, we can face tomorrow. No matter whatever is going to happen in our lives, we know that you are ordering our steps. And the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We know that you are ordering our steps, O Father. I want to pray for everybody seated here. If somebody is going through a difficulty in their lives, a distress, Father, help us not to be grieved and looking inwardly, but let us lift up our eyes to the hills. Our help comes from the Lord. Lord, you are there to help us and support us at this time. I pray that you bless your people through your word. Thank you for answering my prayers. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Request the children to come forward.